Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
Another question I received recently on my social media is, what's my view on vulnerability and what's my approach to handling being vulnerable or vulnerability? Any area of your life that you're not empowered in, you're going to be overpowered. If you're not intelligent, if you don't feel like you're educating yourself and being intelligent, you'll be told what to think. So if you don't empower yourself intellectually, you'll be told what to think. If you don't empower yourself in business, you'll be told what to do. If you don't empower yourself in finance, you'll be told what you're worth. If you don't empower yourself in your family dynamics, you may be told what to do around the house that you don't want to do. If you don't empower yourself socially, you may be told misinformation and be vulnerable. If you don't empower yourself physically, you may be told what drugs to take and organs to remove, and somebody in a white coat may be telling you your destiny, health-wise. And if you don't empower yourself spiritually, somebody in a black outfit or some white outfit or whatever may give you some anthropomorphic, geocentric, antiquated, ancient religious construct that may cause you a moral hypocrisy and dogma. So it's wise to empower yourself. The more areas in life that you're empowered, the less vulnerable you are to outer influence. I said in the movie The Secret 19 years ago, when the voice and the vision on the inside is greater than all opinions on the outside, you begin to master your life. So our vulnerability is only our volatility. There's two fears in life, the fear of loss of something we seek and the fear of gain of something we try to avoid. Every fear you'll ever face falls into one of those two categories, the fear of loss of that which you seek, the fear of gain of that which you try to avoid. And so vulnerability is based on those fears. And so if you're infatuated with something, you're going to fear its loss. If you're resentful to something, you're going to fear its gain. And all infatuation and resentments are going to get stored in with the amygdala and hippocampus and the subconscious mind. And it's going to store there. And the more polarized you are, the more vulnerable you are, because the more fears you have. If you see the downside to what you're infatuated with and you see the upside to what you resent, and you bring them into balance so you're more neutral and objective about what you see, because there's no one-sided event out there, just incomplete awareness. When you infatuate with somebody and put them on a pedestal, a day, a week, a month, a year, 5 years later, you find out that that person wasn't who you thought. So you're blinded to the downside when you're infatuated, and then the fear of the loss, and vulnerable to what happens if they leave. You're hurt. You get wounded. And if you're resentful and you're blinded to the upside, if they come near you, you're now wounded and you fear them coming near you and you strive to escape. So anytime you judge, the more polarized and extreme the judgment, the more vulnerable you are, because the more disempowered you are in any of those areas. So if you're infatuated with information or resenting information and believe that this is good or this is bad information and are highly polarized with opinions, you're going to be vulnerable in your intellectual thinking. If you're infatuated with the people at work or resentful of the people at work, the same thing at work. If you're infatuated or resentful in finance and infatuated with money or resenting money and thinking it's evil, you'll be vulnerable there. Any of the 7 areas of life, spiritual, mental, career, financial, family, social, and physical areas that you're infatuated or resentful in, you're automatically going to become disempowered in. You're automatically going to have the infatuation, resentments create the fear of loss or fear of gain. You're going to feel fearful and you're going to feel vulnerable and people are going to run you. Because any of your life, you don't empower, people overpower. And the people overpower are not your enemies. They're actually your friends to make you frustrated enough to go and get yourself integrated and empower that area and to balance your equation. You know, in my program, The Breakthrough Experience, I teach a method I call the DeMartini Method. And it's a method on how to take those vulnerabilities and neutralize them. So you're more stable, more objective, less emotional, less volatile, less frightened about life. And then you, what everybody does on the outside doesn't mean anything, because you're able to see both sides of it, and it doesn't make you react with avoidance or seeking responses. It's the amygdala, the subcortical amygdala, that where all the valencies and high polarities and fears and all that live. And it's a survival mentality. If you balance out your mind and know how to ask questions, equilibrate your perceptions, you become empowered and centered and don't let the world on the outside run you. You let the voice and the vision on the inside guide you. And you're mission-oriented instead of the passionate volatilities. And therefore, you're empowered and things outside don't make you feel vulnerable. You're only vulnerable to the area that you haven't empowered and you have imbalanced ratios of perception, and you're allowing the outside world to be infatuated or resentful, that create the phobias that then are feedback mechanisms to guide you back to the center and authenticity and back to where you really are empowered. So if you prioritize your life and live by the highest priority, delegating lower priority things and sticking to higher priority things, you have a higher probability of having an objective, neutral view about life. You'll empower it. You'll empower your life by living by priority. Your self-worth will go up. And what people will think about you and how they respond and their reactions to you are less of an influence. You're not worried about that. So give yourself the power to be yourself and empower those areas and balance out your equations. Come to the Breakthrough Experience. Learn how to do the DeMartini Method so I can actually show you how to neutralize the misperceptions that disempower you. And remember, if you've been highly infatuated with somebody, you hardly can sleep at night. Highly resentful, you can hardly sleep at night because you have intrusive thoughts and they occupy space and time in your mind, these people that you have an imbalanced ratio of perceptions on. And therefore, you're disempowered and it affects your health and affects your mind. Balance these out. I show you how to do that in the program and balance them out and liberate yourself from those distractions and get focused on a mission that serves. If you do, you empower your life and you won't even feel vulnerable.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.